The law of attraction is a very powerful but very simple technique to attract and manifest the things that you want in life. But there are infinite amount of techniques and methods as to how you can begin to put this law of attraction into practice and actually materialize and manifest the things that you want. Because there are so many techniques, it can often be complicated and often overwhelming for a lot of people. So what I decided to do is to make a series which will help support you along this process. And remember that every technique that I share with you is not something that you have to hold so dear and is not written in stone. You don't have to, you know, try it and keep doing it, realizing that it's not working for you. And understand also that when you do try it, to understand that you're going to implement your own personality, your own way of being, and you're going to make it yours, okay? So recognize that with all of these techniques, there are varying degrees as to how you can really practice the law of attraction. When we think about the law of attraction, or when many people think of the law of attraction, they only think about positive thinking. Thinking and feeling as if you have created the thing that you desire, and therefore it should just happen. Well, that is part of it, and in fact, a very small part of the law of attraction, but it is very important to understand that that's where it starts. You must have a positive mindset. You must be in the feeling of having the thing that you desire, right? You must live it in order to attract it. And that attraction looks like varying things, but ultimately it happens. You materialize it, you manifest it. And so what I want to share with you in this series is different categories within the law of attraction. And each category will have different techniques. And what I want to do is break it down in terms of activity level. So in this first category, we're going to talk about passive ways, passive techniques that you can apply to basically begin the process of practicing law of attraction. Understand that every second, every moment is an opportunity for you to practice law of attraction. Now, when we say practice law of attraction, I want you to understand that this means we are just simply being mindful and conscious of what it is that we're doing, how we're spending every moment. And when we are conscious about it, that is when we are actively, right, being responsible for our power to create. Many times we move through life without being conscious. And that's why we think a lot of things happen to us, but really they happen because we're not really in the moment, or we're having thoughts that we're not constantly being mindful of. And those thoughts thus create habits, thus create action, thus create results, which can also be called manifestation. So you have to be mindful about that. Now, in this first category, we're going to talk about passive techniques, very passive, very simple, but highly effective techniques that are going to support you along this journey of changing your paradigm and changing your mindset toward being in alignment and in frequency with the thing that you desire. So the first thing is very simple, but we know the power of this thing is amazing. That is music. Be mindful about the kind of music that you are listening to. Now, what I suggest to align yourself properly with the thing that you desire, listen to music that isn't suggestive, right? That isn't telling you or expressing to you feelings, emotions, a story, right? Because you have to take into account the artists that made that music, that has written down those lyrics. They made them to incite emotions, to incite an imagination, to incite you feeling the story and feeling the experience that they have had or want you to have. This is suggestion, right? This is hypnosis. So to really take apart and take away this power, depending on the kind of music you're listening to, you want to be mindful about not listening to music that is sad, not listening to music that is violent, not listening to music that is depressing, right? Not listening to stories of people losing, right? You want to be in a space where the music you are listening to is at a place where it can elevate your vibration. So what I suggest, instead of listening to particular kinds of music, especially with lyrics to instead listen to instrumentals, right? You can listen to your favorite song, but just listen to the music without the lyrics, even though you probably already know the lyrics by heart. So maybe not, right? Maybe let that go. Maybe simply begin to simply listen to music as music. Listen to the melodies of music, the instruments of the music, and then have your own thoughts with that music. And that will elevate the vibration of you and you pursuing the thing that you want, you see. But if you are listening to negative music where the lyrics are negative, but yet you are telling yourself you want to achieve something amazing, it's not matching vibrations, right? That music that you're constantly playing is bringing your vibration, bringing your energy down. So it's not going to support the idea or the thing that you want to manifest. So be mindful about music. Be mindful about what are you listening to, because what you're listening to is absolutely powerful in programming your mind, right? And when you program your mind, whatever you're listening to, whatever you're consuming, is in fact creating a reality for you. So you must be mindful about that. Listen to instrumentals. There's all types of different categories of music, genres of music that are just simply instrumentals and simply music. So I suggest letting go of the lyrics of all your music, unless the lyrics are inspiring, the lyrics are positive, the lyrics are actually supporting you in creating that thing. This also leads into another technique, which is a digital detox, where you essentially are really mindful about what you're consuming when it comes to media, when it comes to social media, when it comes to TV, when it comes to books even. Being mindful that, again, just like with the music, you're not simply just consuming negative things in your mind that isn't in alignment with the way you wish to be, the lifestyle you are creating for yourself, you see? So you have to be mindful about movies you're watching, right? Being mindful, maybe not to watch horror movies, maybe not to watch violent movies, but to watch movies that are going to uplift you and make you feel good, you see? Because how you feel is the fuel for what it is that you create. Be mindful about that, because your emotions, positive emotions, emotions such as gratitude, is going to propel you forward toward creating the thing that you want. So you have to be mindful about all of those kinds of consumption, right, of media in your mind. So that way you are making sure that your vibration, right, your emotional state is at a place where you simply feel good. And, you know, it's going to feel weird at first because you're going to miss those things. But eventually you begin to feel that shift. You begin to feel a higher frequency in your emotional state and even your energy, believe it or not. And so the last thing I want to share with you when it comes to passive techniques is nature. Go to a park. You know, maybe you're driving down the road after work and there's a park that you drive past. Simply just get out, take a walk, have a seat on the bench. Just be. Just allow yourself to breathe in the air, right? Breathe in the trees, breathe in the environment. Nice sunny day. Maybe even if it's raining out, get a nice umbrella. Just be in nature. Be in a space where things are natural, the way they're supposed to be. Not surrounded by concrete and buildings and cars and noise, but a space where that is minimalized as much as possible, where you can be in your natural state. If you feel safe, then maybe even take off your shoes and your socks and just ground yourself. Put your feet in the grass, right? And just simply allow yourself to relax and just let go of all the negative energy and allow yourself to just be. And these techniques are ways of just allowing yourself to clear out all of the negative energy, allowing yourself to relax. So that way, when you apply the more active, right, techniques, you have created a space where you are more receptive. You're more receptive to the auto-suggestions that you are about to practice with the more active techniques that I will share with you later on. But it's very important when you practice these techniques, being mindful about music, being mindful about your digital consumption, right, of media, also putting yourself in nature where you can be still, quiet, and at peace, you are already setting yourself up to win. Because once you gain this insight and awareness of self without the distractions of everything else that's going on that you have been consuming, then you realize, okay, you get to really know who you are and you get to really be with yourself and love yourself and accept yourself. And that is a very important process along the journey of manifestation and practicing this law of attraction, because then you understand your true vibration, your true vibrational frequency, and that will send you along the path of truly wanting to manifest something that aligns with who you really are. Thank you so much. Feel free to go to drabundant.com, download this book, The Power Within, and also subscribe to my newsletter. Continue to join me on this journey. Peace and abundance always.